Take a look into the aquarium. This is how alive Lake Constance really is. Here they are, the real native fish of Lake Constance. Well, at least a small selection. We simply couldn't fit the entire lake in here. What you see are mostly smaller fish and juvenile fish that live in the shallower areas of the lake, at depths of up to about 25 meters. Maybe you've already spotted some familiar faces, or rather, fins. For example, the rudd with its bright red fins, a vegetarian that regularly nibbles away at our aquarium plants. Or how about carp, bream, or roach? They all belong to the carp family, and they are true omnivores. They eat whatever comes their way: worms, leeches, snails, insect larvae, and other small creatures. The whitefish, on the other hand, is completely different. It feeds exclusively on plankton, mostly tiny crustaceans just a few millimeters in size. You won't find whitefish in this tank, by the way. The water here gets far too warm for them in summer. Speaking of food, take a closer look at the different mouth shapes. They reveal a lot about what each fish prefers to eat. Take the bleak, for example, a slender, silvery fish with a strikingly long anal fin. Its mouth is angled slightly upwards, a clear sign that it feeds on insects at the water's surface, beetles, flies, and the like. And over there, the barbel, a strong, elongated fish, perfectly adapted to life in flowing water. It searches for food along the bottom. That's why its mouth is positioned underneath, and why it has those small barbels. Almost like a mustache. They help it sense where something tasty might be hiding. Even though the fish in this tank are still quite small, many of them will grow significantly larger. You'll find the really big specimens further along, at our fish display wall. Enjoy watching, and take a close look. You never know what else you might discover.